Yeah, so we're beginning now with the braisa, with the three cases, right? The star of the show is Shimon, right? Shimon stole a shar. In case number one, he stole it and that's all he did. So avad his dinus is chayav kefal. In case number two and case number three, he did more. In case number one, he just stole it. Case number two, he stole it and sold it to a lekeach. And in case number three, he stole it and shechted it. And each of the three cases, so what's Shimon's din? So the Brisa says, in the first case, where all he did was steal it, so his din is chayav kefal. That's very straightforward. In the second case and the third case, the Brisa says that he's chayav dal v'hei. I'm doing the Brisa sort of out of order. I'm going straight through all three cases, focusing on Shimon, and then we'll bring in Levi. Shimon has three cases. He in case number one, he just stole it, so he's chayav kefal. In case number two, he stole it and sold it to a lekeach, so he's chayav dal v'hei. Case number three, he stole it and sold it. He stole it and shechted it, so he's chayav dal v'hei. Then each of the three cases has a Levi. Levi comes along and he steals it. In case number one, where Shimon just stole it, so Levi stole it from Shimon. In case number two, where Shimon had sold it to a Lekeach, so Levi steals it from the Lekeach. And in case number three, where Shimon had shechted it, Levi comes and steals the meat. He steals the meat from Shimon. And what's his din? So this is not at all predictable, not at all simple to read through. The Brisa says, in the first case, Eini Mishalem Ela Keren. He pays just Keren. In the second case, where he's stealing it from Olekeach, he pays Kefel, presumably to that Olekeach. And the third case, the Brisa says, where he stole the meat, he only pays Keren. That was the Brisa. Yesterday, at the end of Shir, we did a little bit of a side issue about this chi of Keren. Rashi says that chi of Keren is to the Gan of Rishon. Levi's paying the Keren to Shimon. What did Shimon do to deserve this windfall of a payment for something that wasn't his? So he said there's two pshatim in that, and we said there's more to say on that, but we'll leave that aside. Now, let's go back into the Gemara on the fifth wide line. And the Gemara says, "Ketani miyam mitziyasa." We learned, however, in the middle case, right, case number two, "Gonavu machar ubarach avagonvay." Shimon stole it from Reuven and he sold it to a lekeach. And Levi comes and he steals it from the lekeach. Harishoyin, the first ganav, that's Shimon. Mishalom tashlumi dal v'hei. He was a ganavu machar, so he pays dal v'hei. The Hasheni, that's Levi. Mishalom tashlumi kefel. He pays kefel. Now. He's paying to the lekeach, the buyer that he stole it from. He's paying him kefel. When the Braisa says he's paying him kefel, what that implies is that lekeach is a real bailim. You only pay kefel if you stole it beis ha'ish from the house of the owner. When you steal it beis haganav, you don't pay kefel. So if the Braisa says that Levi pays the lekeach kefel, that implies that the lekeach is the ish. His house is the Beis HaIsh, meaning he's the owner, a full-fledged owner. How did he become the owner? Well, there's a Shini Rishus, right? Because after it was stolen, Shimon stole it and sold it to this Lekeach. So in the hands of the Lekeach, there's a Shini Rishus, that's for sure. But that alone isn't enough. What else do you need? You need a Yiyush. So if the Braisa tells us that Levi will pay kefal to the lekeach, which implies that the lekeach owns it, that implies that in addition to Shinu Yishus, there was also Yiyush here. He wouldn't own it if there wasn't Yiyush. So that's proof positive that the Bryce is discussing, in case the Bryce never said a word about Yiyush. The Bryce just said three times in a row, Shimon stole a cow from Reuven. Was Reuven the Yiyush? The Bryce didn't say. But the Gemara says, I just figured out that the assumption in the whole price is that Reuven is Miyayish. Because if Reuven wasn't Miyayish, then Levi wouldn't be paying the Lekeach Kefel. So it must be that Reuven was Miyayish. So once we know that, we can put that to work and attack Rav, who holds Yiyush as Kainah, and we're going to attack him in two ways. Again, it says, let's read this again. It says that the Levi is going to pay Kefel to the Lekeach, Amos. When did it get sold? Ilam lefne years. If you'll say before years, Sheni Mai Masham Shlomi Kefel. Why is the Sheni Shimon paying Kefel to the guy that he stole it from? The guy that he stole it from, did he really own it? Sheni Rishus Bula years Miyik Laman Damat Kani. Does anybody hold that Sheni Rishus is Kaina by itself? If there was no years, there was just a Sheni Rishus, would anybody say that the Lakeach was Kaina? Elipshita Lacha years. So clearly, we're talking Lacha years, meaning there was years here. Oh, so then we understand why the Lekech was kind of, why Shimon has to pay Kefal to the Lekech, because the Lekech was kind of, he was kind of, because there's a Yish of Shinu Rishos. Oh, but there's a Yish of Shinu Rishos. V'salkadadach Yish kind of. If Rav is right, the Yish is kind of. Then in this very case, we're calling case number two, where Shimon stole Reuben's cow and sold it. And the Brisa says he's chay of what? Dalad v'hei. Why? Because he stole it, and he was gone up umachar. But he was only machar after a yish. And if yish is kaina, then shalai hu maicher. So amay mishalom, it's his own. Amay mishalom dal v'hei, the day who deserves it, he's selling his own cow. You don't pay dal, you don't pay a knas for selling your own cow. So from case number two in the Brisa, again, putting together two aspects of case number two, the Gemara comes up with a raya against Rav, a raya that yish is not kaina. From the fact that Levi is paying Kefal, which is a raya that the Lekech was kain, and that's a raya that there was Yush. And from the fact that Shimon is paying Dal Vehei for selling it, which means that he's not considered Shalayu Meicher selling his own cow, that's a raya, and then that Yush is not kain. That's one. Visu, and another Kasha, while we're at it. The Katani Reisha. Yeah.
When you say like yish koine yish not koine, it just means that if he got in the first place be yisur, that everyone holds it that yish is koine if like the lokeach got it.
Right. In other words, yish and shini reshus. That's what we call it. And once the lokeach has it, so then there's a yish and a shini reshus. Then yes, everyone agrees that the lokeach is koine.
And that's why maybe have to pay the kefal because.
Right.
Lekeach was
kaina, regardless of whether the yish was kaina or not kaina, but if there was a yish and then it was sold, then the lekeach is for sure kaina. If yish itself is kaina, so good. So Shimon was already kaina, then he sold it to the lekeach, so lekeach is kaina. But even if Shimon himself wasn't kaina, because yish kedi is not kaina, but yish and shini reshus is for sure kaina, so by the time the lekeach gets it, he's kaina. So from case number two, there's a kash on Rav. Visu. And furthermore, let's take a look at case number one. The Ketani Reisha. What do you have in case number one? Ganav. Shimon just stole it and did nothing. Baruch Rav Ganvai. And then Levi comes along and steals it from Shimon. Reisha Mishan to Shlomei Kefel. So Shimon has to pay Reuven Kefel. Vahashen and Mishan al Karen. Levi pays Shimon Karen. Now Mechti, let's see. Lacha Yish Keminon. We're standing after years, meaning we've already established from the other detail in case number two that the Brisa is talking about a case where there was Yush. If you hold the Yush was Kainem, so that means that Shimon stole it from Reuven. Reuven was Miayash. So now who's in? And if you hold Yush Kedi is Kainem, now it's Shimon's. When Levi steals it from Shimon, so why isn't he Chayav Kefal? He's stealing from an owner. Shimon becomes a full-fledged owner. If you hold there's a Yish, and you hold the Yish is Kaina, then Shimon was Kaina. Shimon's a full-fledged owner. When Levi steals it from him, he's stealing Mibesa Ish. So he's talking about the Yish Kaina. Sheni Mayanam Shalom Karen. Why is the Sheni only paying Karen? So Elav Shema Mino. So you see from here, clear proof that Yish like Karni. The Yish is not Kaina. The Kashal Rav and the Kashal Rav. So both from case number two and from case number one, we have a right that Yish is not Kaina. Amar Rava says, "V'tizbara." Do you think? And by the way, we said here. I'm saying that from case number two and case number one, there's a raya that Yish is not kaina. You have the raya. You have the same raya. The Gemara doesn't speak it out. We have the same raya from case number three also. Same right that you have from number two, you also have from number three. What's the right from case number three? It says that he was ganav v'tavach, and he's chayiv dal v'hei. Now, la'acha yish kaminan, right? We proved, from case number two, we proved that we're talking about after yish. After yish, then if he goes in shechtzit, if you hold yish as kaina, shaloyu tavach, why is he chayiv dal v'hei? So really, all three bavos, all three cases in the braisa are a ra'ah yish is not kaina. The underpinning of all three ra'ahs, what makes it all tick, is case number two. It's from the last part of case number two, where it says that Levi pays the lekeach kefal, which implies that the kefal, that the lekeach was kaina. What does the lekeach have? A shini rishus? Shini rishus doesn't make you be kaina. Only together with yish makes you be kaina. So that's the raya that we're talking about with yish. Then we go back to all three cases and we say, if we're talking about yish, then all three of these halachas wouldn't make sense if you hold yish as kaina. So it's a raya that yish is not kaina. So we have the whole braisa as a raya against Rav, that we see the raya that yish is not kaina. However, Amar Rava says that this braisa, which from beginning to end we said is all proofs against Rav, but Tizra Hamataresti, do you think that this braisa is written correctly? Hello, the Ketani Seifa. There's one line in the braisa which is just not going to make sense. It's not going to make sense the way it's written, regardless of what we of our discussion about yish. He says, look at the seifa, case number three, and not the aspect that I was just pointing out that when it says in the seifa that Shimon is chayav dal v'hei, that's a kasha on Rav. But Rabbi says, let's look at the other. What else does it say in the seifa? Shimon is chayav dal v'hei. Fine. And what about Levi? Levi who stole it from Shimon after Shimon stole it and shechted it. So now it's meat. And then Levi comes along and steals the meat. What does it say is Levi's din? He's Einu Mishalem Ela Keren. Why is he only paying Keren? Why doesn't he pay Kefel? Oh, no, Kefel is only when you buy, when you steal the Mibes HaYish. Here you're stealing Mibes HaGamer, but it's not Mibes HaYish. So that's why you don't pay Kefel. But what do you mean? He's stealing from Shimon. Shimon's not the owner? Wasn't Shimon Kainet? He shechted it. Shechting it is a shinui, and shinui is kainah, that's for sure. Our whole controversy, our whole debate in the whole segment is about whether yush is a kinyan. But shinui kainah ksivi v'tanina, shinui is an absolute given that it's kainah. So if Shimon shechted the cow, he surely should be kainah, and then when Levi comes and steals it from me, so he's stealing from an owner. That's therefore the Tekhtani Seifa, the Seifa totally doesn't make sense. Tekhtani Seifa, gone, never tapach ubarach ubar gone by. The Shani Levi, who's only paying Karen, why? Because you're assuming that the person he stole from is not a real owner. That means that you're saying that Shimon wasn't kind with his Shinui? Is there anyone that holds that Shinui is not kind? So therefore, the way that the price is written doesn't make sense. Now, this doesn't address any of the kashas on Rav. He's saying that there's a random detail at the end of the braisa, which is unrelated to all the kashas. That random detail doesn't make sense. But that random detail allows Rava to start tinkering with the braisa and to say that when the braisa was being written over, something got mixed up. When it said in case number two, the way we have it in case number two, it says that Shimon pays Kefel. And in case number three, it says that Shimon only pays Karen. I'm sorry, not Shimon. I mean Levi. Nachama. The way we have the braisa written, it says in case number two that Levi pays Kefel. And in case number three, it says that Levi pays only Karen. But Rava comes along and says, case number three is after a shinui. To say that Levi only pays Karen, which implies that Shimon wasn't kaina, that makes no sense. That can't be. So that's got to be wrong. So, rather than just stump say it was wrong, it's a typo, somebody wrote the wrong word, what I think probably happened is that two lines got reversed. And we should switch these around. So, instead of saying that in case number two, Levi pays Kefel, and in case number three, he only pays Karen, let's say that in case number two, he only pays Karen, and in case number three, he pays Kefel. So now, case number three reads well, it's saying that he pays Kefel, because that means that Shimon was kind of, because Shimon shechted, there's a Shini Maisa, so that's good. But now in case number two, where it's saying that Levi only pays Karen, that undoes what we called before the underpinning of all three kashas, We had three kashas on Rav. The Gemara spoke out two of them, but we had three lines in the Braisa that were all the proof that Shini is not Kaina, assuming that the Braisa is talking about it. I'm sorry, not Shini. I meant to say Yiyush. We have three lines in the Braisa that all are proofs that Yiyush is not Kaina, assuming that the Braisa is talking about Lachar Yiyush. But how do you know the Braisa is talking about Lachar Yiyush? Oh, that we saw from the fact that the middle case number two, said that Levi pays Kefel. But if we take out that line, now it doesn't say that Levi pays Kefel, it says Levi only pays Karen. Shimon stole from Ruvi, he sold it to a Lekeach. Levi steals it from the Lekeach, and it's saying that Levi only pays Karen. According to this new doctored up way of reading the Braisa, it's saying that Levi only pays Karen to the Lekeach. Now, why does he only pay Karen? The Lekeach has a Shini Mishus. Why wasn't the Lekeach Kainet? Oh, must be because he doesn't have the Yiyush. So now, rather than having a raya from the end of case number two that the Braisa is talking about where there was a Yiyush, point for care, we now have a raya from that part of the Braisa that the Braisa is talking about where there wasn't a Yiyush. Oh, if the Braisa is talking about where there wasn't a Yiyush, then all three halachas make sense. Well, we learned in the Reisha that Levi doesn't have to pay Kefel to Shimon. Why? Because Shimon wasn't Kainet. I rabble the Yiyush is Kainet? Yeah, because it wasn't a Yiyush. We learned in the Mitzvah, in the middle case, and in the bottom case, that Shimon has to pay Dal Vehei, because he sold it or he shechted it. I raveled the Yiyush as Kainah, so why wasn't he Kainah? That's it, because we're talking about without Yiyush. So all the kashas go away with this one adjustment, this one repair. To the Brais, Rava solves all the problems. But he solves it at a certain cost, right? He has to change the words of the Brais. So that's therefore Rav Papa. So that works if you're willing to do it. But Rav Papa wants to give a different teretz. Rav Papa Amalayim Late, right? He wants to give a teretz that keeps the words of the rites intact. Is there any way that this rites could make sense the way that it's written? So Rav Papa is undertaking a double challenge now. First, he wants to make sense out of the seifa, because Rav said the seifa for sure makes no sense. Leave the controversy out of it. The Seva for sure makes no sense, because the Seva is talking about a case of a Shinui, and Shinui, right, when you shecht it. So now there's a Shinui, everybody knows that's Kainan, yet the Braisa treats it as if it's not Kainan, so something's got to be wrong. So Rav Papa first wants to solve that problem, and explain why that doesn't have to be something wrong. Now, solving that problem is going to make him three other problems, right? Because once you say, you know, I can make sense out of the Seva without doctoring up the Braisa, I can make sense out of the Seva, so then you're not going to be reversing what it says in line 3 with what it says in line 2. So you're going to go back to saying that in line 2 it says that Levi does pay Kefel, which means Al-Karach, where there is a Yush, and then all three cases of the Braisa are going to be Akash on Rav. That's going to come back. So Rav Papa has a big job to do. He wants to take care of the new problem that Rav was Ma'irer, but by taking care of that problem, he's going to make all the other problems come back. So Rav Papa is going to do this in two steps. Or Rav Papa is going to do the first half, and then Rav Zvid is going to take over. Rav Papa Amar Leilam, Lei Seifach, you don't really have to reverse anything. Seifa Beis Shamayi, the Army Shini Mimkaim Oimi, that the Seifa where it says that Levi only pays Karen and not Kefel, which implies that Shimon was not Koine, even though he shechted it. Which implies that Shinu is not Kaina. And Rabbi thought that cannot be. Rabbi Papa says, it's not so schwer. You never heard of such a Shita before. Bishamah holds that way. Shinu will come in. Yeah, it's a marginalized Shita. We usually assume that prices don't go like that. But Bishamah has Tanoim. They could write prices. So you found a Brisa that seems to ignore the Kenyan of Shinu. Fine, the Brisa can be Bishamah. The Gemara is B'Hachi Kasheration B'Siyasa L'Rav. So here Rabbi Papa gets rewarded for his hard work, that now you have a lot more work to do. Because if you're not going to be mahapik l'seifa with the Mitzisa, so now it's muach that we're talking about l'acha yiyush, and then it's l'cheir muach that the yiyush is not kaina. So, Amar Rav Zvid, now we come to the climax of the sugya. And now this next part, we have to do very carefully. Amar Rav Zvid, la'olam kulo l'fnei yiyush. To answer up for Rav, right, all three parts, let's just focus on the Mitzisa, because that's the easiest, the most straightforward. It says that when Shimon stole it and sold it, he's chayav dal v'hei. But if we're proving that there was a Yiyush, and Rav holds that Yiyush is kaina, So why is he chayav dal v'hei? He's selling his own cow. So the Rebbe Zvid says, Lo'ilam kula lefnei yish. He sold it before the yish. Not that there was no yish, but he sold it in the Metziyasa, or he shechted it in the Seifa before the yish. Or Levi's Geneva happened in the Reisha, in case number one, before the yish. But it's Muchach from the Metziyasa that there was a yish. All this action is happening before the yish. But we prove that the Bryce is talking about where there is a yish. That the yish happened later. The yish only happens after it gets sold. The owner, Shimon, stole it on Sunday, and on Monday, Reuben looks out and he sees that Shimon is holding his cow, and Reuben says, "No problem, I can handle that, and I'm going to get to work. I'm going to call the police, or I'm going to take Shimon on. He's not the yish." On Tuesday, Shimon goes and sells the cow to an unnamed lekeach, or to Yosef, right? And then, after that happens, so then Reuben says, "Ooh, now Yosef has my cow. I'll never get it back." Okay, Vayelech Tzar and Kes. And then on Wednesday, Yehuda comes along and steals the cow from the lekeach. And the Braisa says that he's chayiv dal v'hei, I'm sorry, he's chayiv keifel, because he's stealing the base of ish, meaning the lekeach was playing that, yeah, because there's a yish. So by the lekeach, at that point, by Wednesday, already there's a yish. So the lekeach was playing that, so Levi is going to be chayiv keifel. But on Monday or on Tuesday, when Shimon sold it, there had not yet been a yish. So that's why he was not playing that. And so he's going to be chayav dal v'hei for selling a stolen cow. He wasn't talking to the cow yet, because there was no yish yet. So if we just stop right here, everything is good. Complicated, but everything is good. All the dinim of the brayta makes sense. In each of the three bavos, we're treating Shimon as somebody who wasn't kohen there, right? He's chayav dal v'hei for shechting, he's chayav dal v'hei for selling. He's the guy that steals from him is not chayav kefil to him. We're always treating him as somebody who's not an owner. Yeah, because there was no yish. Well, as long as it was in his hands, there was no yish. But in the Metziyasa, so where we find that after he sells it, and Levi comes and steals it from the lekeach, Levi's chayav kefil to the lekeach, which means the lekeach was kohen, which can only happen if there was a yish. Ah, so that was the riot to the whole price that the price was talking about, there was a yish. No, the yish is only in the hands of the lekeach. Once the lekeach has it, there's a yish. That's why, from Levi's perspective, when Levi takes it from the lekeach, he's taking it from an owner. But from Shimon's world, all the dinim involving Shimon are a case of no yish, because there's never a yish in the hands of Shimon. So if we would stop right here, Rav Zvid answered all the kashas, and the Gemara is good. But the Gemara now adds a line. And now, if I would ask you at this point, when Levi steals it from the lekeach, right, in the Metziyasa, the middle case, Levi steals it from the lekeach. So the Braisa says, what's the din? What does Levi have to pay?
Kefil.
Right, he has to pay kefil. Why? Because the lekeach was koinen. Here's my question. With what was the lekeach koinen? What? Why is the lekeach koinen? What's the kinyan for the lekeach? So Izzy suggests, yish shishin yirishus. What else could you suggest?
Just yish.
Very good. Those are the two tzadim. The Braisa clearly is saying the lekeach was kainah. Why is the Braisa saying the lekeach was kainah? Is the Braisa saying the lekeach was kainah because of yish v'shini v'shus? Or is the Braisa saying the lekeach was kainah because of yish? So the Gemara says as follows. Now, the girsa is all messed up over here. You can see there's parentheses. You can see there's a hagoyis hagra and a hagoyis others that are brought down in the hagoyis vitsiyunim. Not clear. Let's read it, leaving out the parentheses words. Dehavla yiyosh. There's a yiyosh. The loitema. Now, don't say in explaining what. In explaining why Levi is chayiv kefel to the lekeach. Don't say mishun debein and yish v'shini reshus, and now you have it. I mean, it's in the hands of a lekeach. That's a shini reshus. and the owner was miyayish, that's a yish. So you have a yish b'shin yishus, and that's why Levi is chayiv kefel to the lekeach. Don't say that. Ela fil b'yish l'chudei na mikani gavi ganav. A ganav is kind of with yish alone also, even without a b'shin yishus. It could be by the ganav also. That yish is kind of meaning, because after all, we're going according to Rav here, right? This is Rav's sheet. Rav Zvid came to make the brights and make sense according to Rav. So this, that Levi is chayiv kefel to the lekeach, is not because he's a lekeach. A lekeach has shini rishus. So there's yish plus shini rishus. No, the reason why he's chayiv kefel to the lekeach is because there was a yish. And the yish is kind of like Rav Shita. So then if you'll ask me, if it's just the yish alone, so why did the Braisa make it a case where there's a lekeach involved? Why didn't the Braisa just say that if Levi steals it from Shimon after yish, he'll be chayav kevel? The reason why he's chayav kevel to this lekeach, if you're saying it's not because of yish, Shimon, it's just because Rav holds yish, it's kind of, so leave the lekeach out of it, just say that if he would steal it from the Ganav himself after yish, he'd be chayav kevel. So that's up to Gemara. It's true, that's right. And you could have this halacha right by the Ganav himself without a lekeach. Oh, the lemeshkach, the mishami tarvayu. The Braisa wanted a very geshmacky case. The Braisa wanted to show you a case where all systems are firing. There's a tashlumin of dal v'hei, and there's also a tashlumin of kefa. All the knesses and the terror for ganavim can all be rolled up into one case. So if you'll just make it a case where Shimon stole it, and Reuben was miayish, and then Levi steals it from Shimon, so yeah, you'll have Levi paying kefel to Shimon, but you won't have anyone paying dal v'hei. So the Braisa made it a case where Shimon sold it to Levi and deliberately without a yish, because if there was a yish, there wouldn't be a dal v'hei, because yish is kainah, shaloi u'maicha. So Shimon stole it, there's no yish, he sells it to Olekeach, and so he's chayav dal v'hei, and then there's a yish, and then Levi steals it, and Levi's chayav kefel. True, for the halacha of Levi being chayav kefel, we didn't need the lekeach here. But we brought in what do I mean we didn't need the lekeach here? Because we're not relying on the shini rishus. This is Rav over here. Rav of the yish is kaina. It's kaina by the ganav also. If he would be miyayish by the ganav, he'd be kaina by the, then the yish would be kaina by the ganav. The only reason why the lekeach was kaina and the ganav wasn't kaina is because, poof, the owner wasn't miyayish when it was by the ganav. He was only miyayish when it was in the hands of the lekeach. So we didn't really need the transfer to the lekeach, the shini rishus, for the purpose of the halacha and this braisa. But the braisa wanted a case where you have all the knesses rolled up into one case, and therefore the braisa made this case. So you hear the Gemara saying, the loitema, the Gemara is speaking out, and don't think that the reason why Levi is paying kefel to the lekeach is, in other words, the reason why the lekeach was kind of is because there's a yish v'shini rishus. Loi tema mishum de be'in a yish v'shini rishus, and you have it. Ela afilu b'yish l'chudei kani. No, really, really, the yish alone would have been enough also. You don't need the v'shini rishus. Look at Rashi. Loi tema ha'denaka masnizin chiyu v'desheni gabi lekeach olinaka lal chiyu v'desheni gabi rishon. Don't think that the reason why the Braisa only had Levi stealing it from the lekeach, and the Braisa didn't have Levi stealing it straight from Shimon, is because he couldn't be chayiv kefel if he was stealing it straight from Shimon, because Yush is not kainah by Shimon, by the ganav. Yush is only kainah by another person, because you need Yush v'shini rishus. Don't think that the reason why the Braisa brought in the lekeach, brought in the step of where he sold it, is mishum deboy yish v'shini rishus, is because you need a yish v'shini rishus, and that's why it's a case of a lekeach. El b'yish l'chudei nami kani, really with a yish l'chudei, you'd also be kind of kerav, like Rav said, v'mgam v'mrishin l'acha yish v'sham l'kefal, he'd be chayav kefal to the rishin if he was still from the rishin after, meaning from Shimon after yish. Ella, but rather the reason why the Braisa brought this in is because it wanted to bring in a case where you have all the knesses together. What do you hear from this Rashi? Rashi is saying, I mean, it's really the simple reading of the Gemara also, but Rashi makes it more clear, I mean, more clear, or maybe less clear, because otherwise it's a little bit of a complicated Rashi to read. But if you get through the Rashi, you follow clearly what Rashi's saying, what Rashi's making clear is that this loitema, don't say, is besim a viable pshat. One could have said it. Meaning, when you look at this case, and you see that Levi has to pay kefal to the lekeach, and which means that the lekeach was koine, and I ask you, why was the lekeach koine? There are two good answers. One good answer is because Yish is koine, because in the hands of the lekeach, the owner was miyayish, and this is Rav holds that Yish is koine. There's another good answer. There's Yish Shishin Yishus, because the owner was miyayish, and the Geneva, the cow, moved from Shimon to Yosef. That's a Shinu, right? It transferred properties. So there's a Shinu with Shus. That's also a good explanation for why the Lekeach was Kainem. And the Brice is just speaking out among these two viable explanations, which one is correct, which one is not. Meaning, now when I say correct, which is the real Pshat of the Brice? What did the Brice have in mind? Since we're going Aliba de Rav here, we're defending Rav, so the Gemara wants to speak out that you shouldn't think that the Braisa brought in the case of the Lekech so that there should be Yishu Shinu Rishus. You know, that is a good pshat. It's a viable pshat in the Braisa, but you shouldn't think you need that. You don't need that because we're going like Rav. Rav will the Yishu Kaina. So really, it's a Yish alone. If it's a Yish alone, you didn't need the Shinu Rishus. So why did the Raisa bring in a case of Shinu Rishus? That's only because we wanted it to be a case of Mechira, so you should have Dalvehe for one person and Kevel for another person. But what I'm hearing from Rav, and again from the simple reading of the Gemara, from the Veloy Tema, is that if one wanted to explain this Raisa and say that Levi was Koine, I mean the Lekeach, Yosef, was Koine with Yish Shinu Rishus, he could say that. Since we're going according to Rav, we don't want to say that shot in the Braisa. But let's say you were trying to read this Braisa and you weren't Rav. Let's say you were Rav Yosef. Let's say you're somebody that holds Yish is not Kaina, and you're trying to read this Braisa. And you see that Levi's paying kefal to the Lekeach, which means the Lekeach was Kaina. So I would ask you, why is the Lekeach Kaina? And you don't want to say, oh, because Yish is Kaina, because you hold the Yish is not Kaina. So what would you say? He would say, because it's Yish Vashinu Rishus. Lekeach, no problem, it's Yish Vashinu Rishus. Granted, in our Gemara, the Gemara says, Loi Tema, don't say that pshat because we're going to Rav. But it's a good pshat. So if we would bring Rav Yosef into the Beis Medrash, if we were interviewing Rav Yosef, and we ask him, how do you read pshat in this Braisa? He wouldn't have a problem with the Braisa. He would say, well, because it's Yish Vashinu Rishus. That's what you hear from the Gemara, this is from Rashi's reading of the Gemara, from the Veloi Tema. Don't say this, but it means it's a good pshat. You could say it, just we don't want to say it for our purposes. Now, why is that so shocking? Well, why am I making such a big deal out of the fact that this is a viable pshat, and the Gemara considers this a real Yish Shinu Rishus?
It's Rambam.
Right, because the Yish and Shinu Rishus have been reversed over here. The Shinu Rishus happened before the Yish. This is not a Yish then Shinu Rishus. This is a Shinu Rishus then Yish. Shimon stole it from Reuven. Reuven said, I'm going to get you. And then Shimon took it and he sold it to Yosef. That's a Shinu Rishus. And then Reuven said, Vayle l'chsarin kiss. So now I have a Yish. So that's a Shinu Rishus followed by a Yish. And Rashi's learning that while the Gemara is saying that's not the actual reason why the Lekeach is Kainet, but it is a good reason. It's just not the reason that our Gemara was relying on. Because our Gemara is going according to Rav. According to Rav, it's even simpler. But it would be viable to say that you're Kainet Ovi Mishum Yish Shishin Rishus. So the Mashmos of Rashi is that Shin Rishus followed by Yish completes a Kinyan. It works just as well as Yish Fala Bishin Rishus, which, like Yosef said, that's the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Hei, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam said, Yish Shinu Rishus, bain that the Yish precedes the Shinu Rishus, or bain that the Yish comes after the Shinu Rishus, once it's the Yish and the Shinu Rishus, the Lekech is Kaina. This Rashi seems to speak that out. And Rabbeinu Peretz over here on this Gemara, Rabbeinu Peretz comes to argue on that. Rabbeinu Peretz brings down Pirush Ri. You know, I was saying that it's, you know, you might wonder why am I calling it Rashi? It's the words of the Gemara, right? The Gemara says, Loi Tema, don't say this, which sounds like you could have said this. So Rabbeinu Peres quotes the Ri that, no, you should learn that when the Gemara says v'lo tameh, it doesn't mean that even though it's a viable pshat, but we don't have to come on to it. You should teach the v'lo tameh to mean this can't be the pshat. V'lo tameh mishum de'ike yish v'shinu v'shus. Don't think that the reason why the lekech is kain is because of yish v'shinu v'shus, because it's not. Because this is not a yish v'shinu v'shus. And then he goes on to say, what we always call the Ramban, the Melchemes in the 10th parak, he goes on to say, because the whole reason why Yishin Shini Rishus is crying is not because the Yish does a little and the Shini Rishus does a little, and together they make a Kenyan. The reason why Yishin Shini Rishus is crying is because really Yish is a Kenyan, but Yish doesn't work when it's Bisura Saliyadeh, it only works Betera Saliyadeh. So the purpose of the Shini Rishus is that it should make it Betera Saliyadeh for the Lekeach. But obviously that's only if the Shini Rishus precedes the sale. Because a teras liyadi means that it came to my hands after the owner gave up his rights to it, after the owner was miayish. So the definition of yish v'shinu v'shus is a yish that happens in a yish that happens before it comes to your hands. So that means a yish and then shinu v'shus. So the Rabbeinu Peretz says, again quoting the Ri, no, what you have in this Gemara, this can't be called a yish v'shinu v'shus, because this is just a yish without shinu v'shus. Good, it wasn't a yish in the hands of the ganav, it was the yish in the hands of the lekeach. Whoever's hands it's in, yish never helps for the guy whose hands it's in at the time of the yish. Because that means it came to his hands before the yish. And when it comes to somebody's hands before the yish, that's bisuras liyadeh, yish doesn't help for him. Yish will help for the next guy. But when Yosef will give it to Binyamin, it'll help. But in the hands of Yosef, in the hands of this lekeach, since it came to his hands before the Yish, Yish is not going to help. That's what the Ri speaks out, which, you know, in a certain sense, is very geschmack for the Ksais. Remember, the Ksais made this Tzliya. The Ksais said that he's saying that the Ramban really, I don't remember if the Ramban speaks out Befeirish this issue about the order, or the Ksais says that B'das the Ramban. The Ksais says, I don't remember if it's Meduyik in the Ramban also, but the Ksais said that those that learn that Yish Shinu Rishus, the Pshat is Yish is the Kinyin, and Shinu Rishus is just to make a Bateras Liyadeh, then it's absolutely essential that the order be followed, that it be first Yish and then Shinu Rishus. If it goes in the other order, it didn't do any good. It's no better than in the hands of the Ganav. The Ksais said that that's what would follow from the Ramban, and therefore the Ksais said that when I see in the Rambam that he holds that Yish Shinu Rishus, I don't care which order, the order could be reversed, Al Kirkach, he argues with the Lomdus of the Ramban, and he holds differently. He holds that Yish Shinu Rishus is not because of Bateras Liyadeh, it's because of what? It's the two parts of the same Kenyan. It's what we saw yesterday called Kani Vitarti. The Yish is a little bit of the Kenyan, and the Shinu Rishus is a little bit of the Kenyan. Each one contributes a little bit. In other words, the Shinu Rishus is there to be a Shinui. It's not there just to make it a new set of hands, because in these hands it's Bateras Liyadeh. The Shinu Rishus is there to make a Kenyan. And therefore, it doesn't matter if it happens, you know, if it happens first or second. You have two things. Each one is doing a little bit to make a Kenyan. By the time we could check off both boxes, by the time you've done both of them, then you have enough to make a Kenyan. So the Ksais had said that the Ramban says a lomdus. The Rambam says a halacha. The Ramban's lomdus precludes the Rambam's halacha. And so in the Rambam it's muchach that he held of a different lomdus. That was the Ksais's, that was a small part of the Ksais's Shekel Teira. And you see that spoken out in this Rabbeinu Peretz. Rabbeinu Peretz says that the simple reading of the Gemara over here would imply that a Shinu Rishus followed by a Yush works, but that can't be. Why can't that be? Because the whole lumdus of Shinu Rishus, Yush and Shinu Rishus, is that makes it Bateras Liyadeh. It only does that if the Shinu Rishus happens after the Yush happens before the Shinu Rishus. If the order gets reversed, if it's first Shinu Rishus and then Yush, then that's not called the Yush for Shinu Rishus at all, because that doesn't make Bateras Liyadeh. So Al Kirch of the Gemara can't mean that, the Leitema doesn't mean what it sounds like. It means that the Leitema don't say the Pshat because it wouldn't be a good Pshat. But he connects the Lomnus with the Halacha. That because the Lomnus of Yush and Shinu Rishus is Bateras Liyadeh, therefore the order has to be the correct order. And if the Shinu Rishus came first, it wouldn't work. I'm just looking now in the Ramban. sorry, the Ramban says it also. The Shini Rishus V'Acher Kach Yiyush Loi Kani. Kim De Behusha Dos Liyad Yedai Rishus V'Ayin Lelav. I don't think the Ksais quotes that part of the paragraph. Do you have the Ksais on you? Okay, it doesn't matter. It's all right. I think the Ksais presents this a little bit as if this was his chiddush. Certainly, at least putting the Rambam together, making the contrast between the Rambam and the Ramban is his work. But Al-Kapanam, be that as it may, from Rabbeinu Peretz, you see him speaking out that this Lomdas and this Halacha, they're totally Zebizet, which you see in the Ramban also. But what we have now is that what we were calling yesterday, Machlekes Rambam and Ramban, we now see as a Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, it's quoting the Ri. The Ri being from the earliest and Gedolei Balei Tosfos. So Rashi is on the side of the Rambam, and the Tosfos is on the side of the Rambam, which is anyway Geshmak, because as the Ksais said, there's a Tosfos in the Mulhal Gazel that speaks out the same thing as the Ramban and Mechemes and Bava Kama. So this Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz over here is the same as that Tosfos in Sukkah. But now, what I want to put together is yesterday's Rashi and today's Rashi are two halves of the same Shekel Torah, meaning the Lomdus and the Halacha. We saw yesterday that Rashi used the word Betarti, right? The Rashi three times said that when there's a Yishuv Shini Rishus, Koni Lekech Betarti, Biyad Lekech Ikatarti, Yishuv Shini Rishus. And we said that Lashon of Tarti, it's not like the Ramban. According to the Ramban, there's no tarti. The Kenyan is the Yiyush, and the Shinu Yishus is just that it should be Bateris Liyadi. You wouldn't call it being coined a tarti. The Lashon of Rashi, again and again, is Mashman, that it's a two-part Kenyan. The Ksais predicted that anyone that holds that the Lomdus is that it's a two-part Kenyan should hold that the order doesn't matter. Those that hold that the Lomdus is Bateris Liyadi will hold the order is Ma'akev. Those that hold that the Lomdus is that it's a two-part Kenyan will hold that the order doesn't matter. We come to this Rashi at the bottom of the Amudim Rasul Vodai Kema, and Rashi is telling us that the order doesn't matter. Rashi is telling us that you can have a Shinu Yishus V'Achkach Yish, and that works to make a Kinyan. That's a Kinyan Yish V'Shinu Yishus. In other words, like the Rambam, the order doesn't matter. So we had a Diyuk in the Rashi at the top of the Amud that he held of a certain Lomdus, and a Rashi at the bottom of the Amud that he holds of a certain Halacha, and those two together are totally Zebizet. That's one side, one sheet that the Ksais put it together. So these diyugim of Rashi here on the Amud fit very nicely with each other.
Why is that? It's not just the
Rambam himself saying it doesn't matter? The Rambam doesn't say a word about what's the lumbness of the Kenyan. The Rambam just said that it doesn't matter what order it is. The Ksais said that he, Al-Kirchel, can't be learning like the Ramban's lumbness, so he must have a different lumbness. What's his lumbness? The Rambam doesn't explain the lumbness. The Ksais said that he must be learning that Shini Rishus is a kind of a Shinui, that just like Shini Mais is a Shinui, Shini Rishus is also a Shinui, but since it's a Shvacher Shinui, therefore you need Yish to go with it, like Teis on Samach Zayin says that a Shinui Katan works together with a Yish, on Samach Zayin or Aleph, the top Teis Vis. That was the Ksais. And to that you see corroboration in these two Rashis, or at least these two Rashis come out nicely with the Shittasam, based on what the Ksais said. But you're right, the Ramban and the Rabbeinu Peretz, they make the Tli also, but they're on the other side. And the Ksais really spoke out this Tli, at least on the Ramban side. Now, in Rabbeinu Peretz adds an Akuda. Rabbeinu Peretz says this Vart, if I can borrow somebody. Thank you. When Peretz says this, and he says, Avada, you know, don't take the Gemara to mean that Shini Rishus followed by Yish would work. Avada wouldn't work because the Lomdus is only Alza Teras Liyada, and for Teras Liyada, you need the Yish to happen first. And then he writes, Veteida, the last two lines on the piece, Veteida, I'll bring you a Raya. Shekol Ikira Kinyan de Shini Bahadi Yish, Mishum de Teras Liyada, who? That the Iker Kinyan of Shini with Yish, meaning Shini with Shus with Yish, is only Alpateras Liyadi, meaning and not, what does it mean Lafu Yifram? And not that Shini with Shus is also a little bit like a Shinui, He means to be alluding to what the Ksei said is the Rambam's Lamdas, that Shinui Shus is also a little bit of a Shinui, and it works together with Yish. Says Teidal, prove to you that that's not the Pshat. The Imloi Kane, meaning because if you would think that that is a Pshat, V'chigana V'gadlan Nami Ikish Shinui Shus, is there a Shinui Shus? Would you tell me there's a Shinui Shus already in the hands of the God of the Gadlan? Elish Ramanakadi Pirashti, that's a proof that I'm right. That's a proof to my pshat. So, this is what I think somebody mentioned on Monday. Somebody raised this ha'ara, and I said we're going to get back to it. He raises the idea that why don't you say, I mean, if the Rambam is right that Shinui Rishus is a Shinui, why does it need to be from Shimon to someone else? Shimon to the Ganav, from Shimon to Yosef, that's a Shinui Rishus. What about from Reuven to Shimon? All the time, when we talk about Shinui, we mean that it's no longer in the form that it was stolen. Goizel Eitzim Vasan Kalim, meaning, so right now we see a desk. But in the hands of the owner, in the hands of Reuven, it wasn't a desk. It was Eitzim. So, and now it's a desk. So it's not Kain Shagazal. This is not the same thing that you stole. So if you say that Shinui Rishus is called a Shinui, which means I think a while ago we talked a little bit about what that would mean. In Lamdas, we said that the pshat is that when you describe a chayfetz, right? When you describe, you know, you describe that, you call it a desk. There's more things that you could say about it. You could call it, a green desk, I guess, right? You could call it a large desk. There's a lot of things that you could say that describe what it is. You could also, at least today, say it's Izzy's desk. That's part of its description, if he owns it. So that's part of its description. So the lumpness of saying that Shinui Rishus is called a Shinui is that as long as it's in Shimon's hands, it's Shimon's cow. And then he gives it to Levi, now it's Levi's cow. So its identity changed. It's a Shinui Hashim of sorts. The ownership goes into its shame, into its description, into its identity. And so Shinui Rishus is a Shinui. So Frechter Binu Peretz, why do I want the identity to change again after it was stolen? Isn't the idea of change always that it's no longer the same chavetz that I stole? I stole Reuven's cow, and now it's, Shimon stole it, right? Now it's Shimon's cow, so it's not Kain Shagazal. I should give it back if it's Reuven's cow, right? Meaning if that word Reuven's or Shimon's is part of the name, right? Just like Tlev and Asa Ayel, I stole a tle, and now it's an aisle, so it's not Kain Shagazal. What did Reuven own? He owned a tle. Do you see a tle in my house? No, I don't have a tle. Now, if you hold Shinui Rishus as a Shinui, that means that the owner's name is part of the description, is part of the shame of the chayfetz. So the chayfetz that Reuven owned was called Reuven's cow. Now, look in my house. Do you see a cow called Reuven's cow in my house? No, it's called Shimon's cow, because it's in my house. So there's a Shinui Rishus over here. So I shouldn't have to give it back. Why do we need another Shinui Rishus? That's what Benu Peretz is kasha, that if Shinui Rishus was a Shinui, then the Shinui Rishus of the Gnev itself should be the Shinui. Elamai, Shinui Rishus is not a Shinui. It's a cow. This is just a cow. It was a cow before, it's a cow. Now there was no Shinui. And if I sell it to Levi, it's still not a Shinui, it's still a cow. The reason why Shinui Rishus makes a difference is because Yish is a Kenyan, and you need a Teres Aliyah. They go, right, the Ramban's Lamdas. Then I understand why Yish and Shinui Rishus come together, and it's Dafka Shinui Rishus that happens later, right? And it's not the Shinui from him to me, because to me it's Bisuras Aliyah. I need a Shinui Rishus that happens after the Yish so that it should make up a Teres Aliyah. Now I understand why you need another Shinui Rishus. But if the Lamdas of Shinui Rishus was that it's a Shinui, a little bit of a Shinui, but it's a Shinui, so that Shinui should be present even before the Mechira, even before he gives it to someone else. The Geneva itself should be the Shinui Rishus. That's what Benu Peretz is Taina, and we're out of time. Think about it. Maybe we'll pick up with it tomorrow. It's a very intriguing question. Maybe we'll pick up with it tomorrow. But tomorrow, so we have to finish the Gemara till the new Sugya. Next week, Mr. Chairman, we're going to be starting the Sugya of Eni Rishusa. It's a whole new Sugya. Fourth floor, right?
Yeah. Okay. What's a good time I can call you?
call me at 3 o'clock. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right.
All right. David, so finally I tried getting some type of a shear for Rebbe, but of course I wasn't able to.
Oh, what?
No, I wasn't able to, yeah, that's fine. Oh. I finally was able to get that, whatever, it wasn't darn. Correction, I already said, Shmuel Yusuf already got a couple of shears.
Oh, wow.
So I wonder what would you just, maybe, company to help.